everyone. Welcome to the Aquarian Mind Podcast. Today's podcast episode number 41. I'm your host, Jamel Crothers. It's Motivation Wednesday, and we're up to the letter K. So, letter K is kindness. And what I want to talk about is being kind to yourself. Now, before I start, I'm going to read a little quote by Naya Rivera. And it says, be kind to people, do the best that you can do, and don't compromise yourself for anyone else, and you'll end up being the best person. Trust me. Now, when I talk about being kind to yourself, there's a reason why I say that. And I'm going to give it to you a little bit from my perspective. Because I'm very hard on myself, and it's all the time. I'm honestly my own worst enemy. Because I have high expectations of myself. But sometimes I have to take a step back and realize, well, I have to be kind to myself. I have to take a mental break from it all, decompress, and then come back to the work that I've been focused on, or come back to a friendship or relationship situation that I'm currently in. Now, being kind to yourself is crucial in your success in anything that you do. Putting constant pressure on yourself, well, it will lead to unnecessary stress, and you're not always there mentally to make rational decisions. So having a clear mind, it pretty much allows you to complete tasks that you need to. And, well, it's okay to want great results, but being hard on yourself too much can take a toll on you mentally. And it's not easy to do this when you're on a journey to prove to yourself and others that you can do it, but I will say that I'm definitely all for resting yourself and recuperating when needed. And I've done it. Done it for the past few months. I haven't gone crazy doing so much content to where it's overload. And I haven't been writing as many books as I normally would. I've been focusing on this podcast and writing blogs and, you know, doing the smaller stuff. You know, and I finished recording an audiobook, and I'm going to start working on recording more audiobooks in the near future. So being mentally healthy is important when you're working towards something big. And I will always be an advocate for having someone to talk to in regards to any struggles that you're dealing with mentally, trying to, you know, compartmentalize anything that you're dealing with and going through. You know, I'm an advocate for having a therapist. I had a therapist for a few months last year, and I was able to really break down a lot of the negative thoughts that were going on in my head, and I've been able to utilize and apply a lot of the things that my therapist told me to do, and I'm very thankful that, you know, I'm able to have a mental focus and be able to do a podcast like this where I am telling you guys to be kind to yourself in just everything, every aspect of your life. Don't put so much pressure on yourself to where you're going to be stressed out, because then, you know, you become very irritable, and then sometimes you become distant, and then you don't want to talk to people. So just make sure that you try to have an outlet for yourself, whether it is a close friend or not, or you may want to have that therapist who's going to give you an unbiased opinion and is going to ask you those hard questions to get you to answer in a more clear, concise, and succinct way, so you can understand yourself, who you are, and why you think the way you do think. So these days I'm more kind to myself, I'm less stressed, and, you know, ever since, you know, I did, you know, a lot of those therapy sessions last year, I am a lot better in my way of thinking. I do have moments where I kind of backpedal a little bit, and that's okay. The thing is that I understand and know what's going on in my head and why, and then I'm able to get myself back to where I need to be. So, you know, having a therapist, that helps. Sometimes, you know, you may need a short vacation to, you know, go to a place you've wanted to go, or spend time with family and friends, working out, watching sports, reading a book, watching your favorite TV show. Pretty much whatever it is that you do for a little while just to get your mind off of things, it's always good. And then you can get back to what you're working on and get back to, you know, what you need to do. But to constantly be on a grind all the time, It can take a toll on you mentally. And I was that guy for at least the first 2 years of this journey of me writing my books and things of that nature. But by year three, I knew that, you know, it was great that I had all of these things going on for me, but I knew I needed to break down what I wanted to do most and then kind of push some things to the barn burner a little bit. And then, you know that I'll come back to that down the road when time allows it. So I'm going to tell you, your body needs rest, recuperation, and recharging. Those are the three R's, and those will be the biggest components to how successful you'll be when the time comes. So when you need that break, trust me when I tell you, just take it, and you'll thank yourself later. I can only say that but so many times, and I think for me, in this journey that I've been on, you know, moving to the West Coast and living in warmer weather helped me a lot. And these past few months, I've been able to, you know, do things that I've always wanted to do, which is exercise more and regularly. I, you know, have a gym that I have access to. You know, I, you know, do that. I have a pool in my complex that I have access to. I can, you know, go in the pool and swim some laps with no one around. I can, you know, go on a bike ride. There's a trail that's literally a minute up the block from my house that I can ride this trail for miles. And then, you know, I have a basketball court now that I can go to and I can get my shots up because I love to get a workout in on a basketball court for cardio. So, you know, there are a lot of things that I do to kind of get my heart rate up, you know, get the blood flowing, get the body moving and things of that nature. And for me in my later 30s, I am... you know, honestly feeling my best. And it's because I've been very, very kind to myself and understanding that I don't need to constantly and always be working. So I do rest myself. I do watch my sports. I do binge watch TV shows and, you know, here and there. But now I'm, you know, more into, you know, reading books. So I've been off of social media way more because social media isn't going to, you know, stimulate and improve my mind the way I need it to be. So I'm back to reading books in the morning instead of opening apps. I'm opening a book and I'm reading and I'm stimulating my mind and processing things. And it's going to help me write books, you know, in the near future. So I'm just thankful that I've been more kinder to myself. And this is why I'm doing a podcast like this now, because this may help one person. And if this helps one of you who's listening to this, I'm thankful and I'm grateful for that. So I try to, you know, not only tell people to do these things, but I'm following these things myself. So when I do these podcasts, yeah, I'm trying to motivate and inspire you, but I also want to share life experiences that I've dealt with and been through, because this is more of a podcast where not only that I'm sharing my truth, but I'm also sharing things that I've been through in my life. And it's about helping you guys. That's the name of the game for me. You know, I could sit here and just talk about my books all day long, but, you know, everybody's gonna wonder, well, why does he only talk about his books? I don't want to be that person. I want to be the person who's giving you guys quality content, and giving you guys a purpose and a reason to listen to this podcast on a weekly basis. So whether you listen to it on just Monday or just Wednesday or just Friday or two of the three every week or all three, I'm thankful for every listen. I'm thankful for every opportunity for me to, you know, grow my brand and help you guys along the way. So when I say be kind to yourself, I'm doing it these days and I'm way happier. And, you know, the happier you are, the better you look to so many people, not just your family and friends, but also other people in the world and, you know, strangers that you'll meet. They'll feel your energy. They'll feel your aura. And they'll want to be around you, and they'll want to know what your experience is, and they'll want to be inspired by you. So, and I've, you know, been thankful, you know, that people have told me that, you know, I am inspiring in some ways and I am motivational. So that's the name of the game for me. That's all I can say. So, you know, everything for me is just about fulfillment and knowing that everything for me is for purpose and reason. So that's my podcast for today. I just want you guys to continually remember to be kind to yourself. So if you start feeling down in the dumps, please feel free to come back and listen to this podcast again. So with that said, I'm out of here. Have a good rest of your week. Be good, everyone, and go accomplish your goals.